off the tire. I can't hold on much longer.
But I'm getting a strong reading here. It sounds like gold.
It's a tin can. Go dive over there.
People always lose stuff under the swing. There's something down there, I know it. Just hang on.
Ew, I'm slipping. Cannonball!
Oh, what'd you do that for?
I told you to move.
Tommy goes again.
Got it! Look at this, Kate. It is gold.
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and we're so glad you've joined us for this brand new season. 3 years ago, the Brinkman family visited missionaries in Sudan. Since that trip, they've continued visiting other missionaries, helping in any way possible, and documenting their experiences for readers across the world. During this time, Hope Brinkman entered the world. Another pregnancy followed, but that one ended in sorrow. Let's join the Brinkman family in the woods behind Mr. Staple Run's mansion as they visit the graveside.
This sure looks different than it did in the winter.
The spot's right here. I remember these two little trees.
You're right. The dirt's a little fresher. And there's the marker.
Hope and Charlie, come on over here.
It's okay, Charlie.
Can I hold you, Hope?
What are we doing?
We're visiting our two little brothers. Do you remember when we came here in the winter?
This is where we buried Mom's babies that died.
That's right, Gracie. And now they're with Jesus. Today was their due date, June 8.
Zephon and Tobias.
Do you guys remember what their names mean?
Zephon means treasured by God.
I forgot what Tobias means.
It means God is good.
I wonder what they would look like now.
What does that say?
It says, Tobias and Zephon Brinkman, born for eternity. I prayed for these children, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give them to the Lord. 1 Samuel 1:27 and 28.
I wish them didn't die. I can't pray with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think someday we'll all get a chance to play with them.
Brinkmans, meeting in the living room.
But why can't we show them?
Because we don't know what it's worth yet. I'll show them after I do some research.
Gracie, can you brush Hope's hair?
So maybe you want to come
with me. Oh, thank you,
sir.
Okay, Isaac, you need to find your shoes.
Okay, guys, settle down. So, we're leaving for Belize in a couple of days, and there's still a lot to do.
Do they really have a school and a treehouse?
Yep. They say they have the biggest treehouse school in the world.
It's probably the only treehouse school in the world.
That's so cool. I can't wait to see it.
Girls, how's the music coming for the concert?
Good.
Ha, speak for yourself. We'll be ready, Dad.
Okay. Pastor Jim asked me to keep an eye out for the homeschool curriculum they use. They're in need of a few sets, but they only have a budget of $1,000 for it. Ian, could you help me out with an internet search? I'll give you the list he sent.
Yes, sir.
Isaac, I'm going to need your help to get the bus ready. We'll need to check the brakes and do a complete oil change. We're also going to build a surprise for the trip.
Cool.
Michelle, are the clothes almost all packed?
Almost. But we have a growing list of things we need to buy. I was thinking I'd take Kitri and stop at a couple of thrift stores today.
Can I come?
Gracie, you can come with me to the grocery store and help with Hope and Charlie, okay?
Okay.
Use my car, Michelle, all right?
Okay.
Let's pray before we get going. Lord, we have a lot to do today. Help us to have good attitudes as we work. And thanks for allowing us to deliver this bus to the Duncans in Belize and to give a concert there. We commit this day to you. We pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, hands in the middle. 1, 2, 3.
Break!
Ian, Dad asked you to look for that curriculum.
I already did, Kate, but there isn't anything under $2,000. That's twice as much as they can afford. But check out what the ring's worth. Look at this.
Wow, is that the same one?
Pretty much. Hey, I've got an idea, Kate. We could auction the ring, order the curriculum, and surprise them with it.
That's a great idea. But Shouldn't we at least try to find the ring's owner before we do that?
How?
Well, here. Let me see it. It looks like a class ring. See, look, there's the year, 1955. And this must be the school logo. This animal looks like a lemur. Here's a guy swimming, so the owner was probably on the swim team. Hey, look here, it says JB. Those are his initials. Move over, let me use the computer.
Finding the owner will take forever, Sherlock. If we're gonna buy the curriculum in time, we need to list the ring today.
Oh, come on, Watson. Let's at least give it a try.
Wait up, Sherlock.
May I help you?
We hope so. My brother found this ring in Random Lake, and we're wondering if it's a class ring from this school.
Well, that is our mascot, the lemur.
That's a strange mascot. Lemurs are stinky.
Well, aren't you funny, young man?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean, it's just that lemurs are really smelly. They even have stink fights, and...
We were wondering if you had a class list from 1955?
I do, but it is confidential.
Do you have a school yearbook?
There's one in the library, but it's locked for the summer.
Thanks anyway.
Let's go, Kate.
Thanks for your help, ma'am.
Wait. There is a gang from the class of 55 who meet every week at Harry's for breakfast. If you hurry, they might still be there.
Really? I mean, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, isn't that cute? You kids want to return the ring.
Now these are good kids. Aren't these good kids, Stu?
What'd you say?
It's a school ring. Do you recognize the initials? J.B.?
J.B. I once knew a Janice B.
Stu, did you know a Janice B?
What'd you say?
I think she was in the pom-poms, that's
no,
right.
No, Janice was a cheerleader. Pom-poms.
Was it the drama club?
It's a man's ring.
Janice Beaumont,
no,
that's
not
it.
Janice Beaumont. She was in my Spanish
It's a man's
class.
Ring. A big man.
Right, a man's ring. Oh, how about Jerry Brighton?
Oh, Jerry was on the debate team. Very
no,
good
Jerry
debater.
Jerry was the debater. Jerry ran the track.
Jerry spelled his name with a G.
Oh, yeah, he ran the sprints,
no,
didn't he?
No, Jerry was a long distance.
Jerry spelled his name with a G.
Well, thanks anyway. Have a good day.
There's a swimmer on the ring.
Yeah, we saw that.
Oh, it was a wonderful swimmer.
You weren't a swimmer. Oh. That was your younger sister, Liz.
He took state in 54 and 50. Norman, that ring belongs to Johnny Benchy.
That should do it, Isaac.
Can I nail it?
You know where it goes.
What are you boys building?
Tell her.
It's a chicken box.
What for?
For chickens. Buses in Mexico always have a crate of chickens on the back.
We're going to have chickens in the bus?
No, we're attaching the crate to the back of the bus.
Oh, Jack, why are we bringing chickens?
So we can have eggs.
I thought the Duncans could use them. Hey there, Kate and Ian.
Hey, Dad. Did you know that Two Rivers, Wisconsin is the home for the ice cream sundae? And that sheep's milk makes good pancakes? I had no clue I could learn so much from Harry's Diner.
Huh?
What's she building, Dad?
Oh, I'm making a chicken box for the back of the bus.
Cool. Dad, do you mind if I look something up on your computer?
That's fine. Just don't take too long.
And I could use your help folding clothes when you're done.
Okay. Thanks. How do you spell Benty?
I think it's B-E-N-T-Y.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1873. Oh, that's not it. Oh, that's the only one. Well, we tried, Ian. Let's list it.
Done.
You can help me fold clothes if you're bored.
Okay, I just need to check one thing. I wonder if it's spelled B-E-N-T-I. John Benty of Galveston, Texas, with the evangelist Billy Graham. Uh-oh. Mom, who's Billy Graham?
Oh, hi, Ian. Billy Graham is probably the most famous evangelist in modern history. He's led thousands of people to faith in Jesus. Why do you ask?
Oh, I just saw a picture of him on the internet. That's a pretty ring you have, Mom. Is it new?
Thanks. Yeah, I just got this. It's called a Glory Baby Ring. See those gems? They're the birthstones of Tobias and Zephon.
Oh, was it expensive?
No, not really. Its value comes from what it represents.
I see.
Gotcha! Tonto Canoetta. She can't breathe, Tony. She's okay. She's toping.
Good job, Charlie. Boy, she doesn't like her cage. We'll need to watch that one.
The other chickens like it, don't they?
They look content. Well, I think we're ready. Hop in, you two. Is everyone loaded up?
No, Ian and Kate are on the computer.
Did you remember to turn down the water heater?
I got it. Ian! Kate! Let's go! We're out here waiting!
We're coming!
Ian, check out the ring. Look how high the bidding is. We might make enough to pay for half of the curriculum.
Shut it down, Kate. Come on, we're leaving.
Hey, kids! Since we're in Texas, I thought I'd give y'all a little geography test. Who can name a city in Texas?
Dallas.
San Antonio. Austin. That's the capital, right?
That's right. Gracie, do you remember one?
Not really.
Ian, how about you? What's a city in Texas?
I don't know.
Oh, I know you know one.
Galveston.
Good. Your dad and I have some fond memories of Galveston.
They sure do. We spent a weekend there years ago.
Anybody else?
I gotta go.
Again? Charlie, can you use the porta potty this time?
All right, I need to gas up anyway.
Anyone else need to use the restroom?
Me.
I'll come.
Can I go buy something?
Dad, could we use your phone?
Sure. Catch.
Thanks, Dad. Look, Ian, it's about to close. Wow, look how high it is. Why would anyone pay that much for an old class ring?
'Cause it's gold. Kate, we need to stop that auction.
What? Why?
I wanted to tell you, but...
Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah, just a sec. Here he is. Dad, it's Opa.
Thanks, Kate. Hi, Dad. Yeah, we're in Texas.
I tried a different spelling. I found a John Benty who lives here in Texas. In Galveston.
Do you really think it's him?
I found a picture of him.
What are you looking for?
He looks like he's the right age and size.
No, I don't.
We can't let the auction close.
No, I've never borrowed.
Why didn't you say something sooner, Ian?
I don't know.
Love you too, Dad. Bye.
Dad, can I see the phone again?
Here you go.
Ian, it's sold.
Hey guys, this is Ian Brinkman. Recently I found a pretty cool verse, Romans 10:14. Basically it says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him unless they hear about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? By this I can see it's pretty important for me to tell others about Jesus. Have you ever found a cool verse? Visit our website at brinkmanadventures.com and write us. And now, back to the adventure.
Honey, you'll want to get in the other lane. We need to stay on this highway.
I thought we'd take a little detour.
But we have rooms in Houston.
I canceled them. Hey, guys! We're going to stay in Galveston tonight and spend tomorrow at the beach.
That sounds great.
Yeah, the beach.
We're going swimming. I love it.
Galveston? Seriously?
Are you sure we can get a room? My back's gonna need a real bed tonight.
It's the off season, no problem. Oh, you gotta be kidding. What's going on?
There's an international Star Trucker convention in town. They have every room.
Star Trucker?
Yeah, honestly, it's a little weird.
Oh, isn't there even a stable available?
Well, actually, the penthouse suite is open.
How much is that a night?
This is the rate for tonight.
Oh, well, that's out of our reach. Thanks anyway.
Sorry we couldn't be of help. Please try Palms of Galveston again soon. We almost always can accommodate walk-ins.
Yeah, thanks.
Good luck.
Nothing?
All they have is the penthouse suite. We'd need to mortgage our house to afford just one night.
I was afraid of this, Jack. The baby's really hurting my back. Maybe we should head back to Houston.
I second that. I'm not really liking Galveston.
I wonder why. You should tell me.
It's already pretty late. By the time we'd find a hotel in Houston and get settled, it would be morning. I'm afraid the only option we have is to sleep in the bus again. Sorry, guys. We just need to find a good parking lot.
I like sleeping on the bus.
Me too. I'll rub your back if you want me to.
Lay down, Hope and Charlie. It's time to go to sleep.
Can we snuggle, Mommy?
Sure, Hope.
What are you doing, Dad?
Getting a wrench to take a couple seats out. I want to make a bigger spot for Mom.
Don't do that, Jack. I'm fine here in the aisle.
You don't look comfortable to me. It won't take too long.
Really, don't bother with it.
Look at all the mosquitoes in here. Quick, shut the windows.
Ian, your foot's in my face.
Jeez, your face is in my foot.
Hope, this is
open
my
Open the
pillow.
Windows. I can't breathe.
Mommy.
Death by heat stroke or malaria. Not sure which I prefer.
Mosquitoes are biting me.
I know why there's so many mosquitoes. Look, we're right next to a pond.
Isaac. I was lying on your Bible. You need to take better care
Kate,
of it, okay? It's getting
move.
Destroyed.
Hand it
Dad,
here, please,
this
Michelle.
Is not working.
Everyone, quiet. Susan, I'm sorry about this. I goofed.
It's all right.
Guys, we all need to settle down now. What did you do to this thing? Your Bible's getting ragged, Isaac. Please, take better care of it.
Yes, sir.
Hello, mister. Hello.
Hi, can I help you?
Hello, sir. Jesus loves you very much. He wanted me to tell you that he loves you.
Okay, thanks.
Really, it's true. Jesus loves you.
I know. I'm reading his word right now.
Oh, you are a Christian.
Yes, I am. I assume you are as well.
I sure am. What brings you to Galveston?
We're going to spend some time on the beach tomorrow.
Ah, this is a good place for that. Is there anything you need? Can I help you with something?
No, we're fine. Thanks, though.
Okay, then. Have a good time.
Jack.
What?
I was praying God would send someone, and he did. You just sent him away.
I'm sorry, Susan. What was I supposed to say? Yeah, we need accommodations for 10 people?
Look, he's coming back.
My wife and I talked about it, and we would like you to come stay with us for tonight.
There's 10 of us. Do you have enough room?
We have plenty of room. We live right over there, in that big hotel.
You live in the Palms of Galveston?
So to speak. Come, I'll show you where to park your bus. Just follow me.
How did you sleep, Susan?
Marvelously. Thank you so much.
We're happy you agreed to come.
I had asked the Lord to send someone.
I knew you prayed this.
You knew?
What a view. The sun is just peeking up over the ocean. Look, guys.
This is a beautiful place. Is this the penthouse suite?
One of them. This hotel has 4.
And you live here?
We're renting it at the moment. Would anyone like some coffee?
Yeah, I'd love some.
Well, sounds great.
None for me. I lose my taste for coffee when I'm pregnant.
I'm so happy to hear how your family is helping missionaries around the world.
It's an honor to serve God in this way.
And I'm so honored you came and stayed with us. God's word says that when we lose our life for his sake, we gain it. As you serve him, he will bless you more than you can imagine. Sometimes it will be hard, but it will all be worth it.
Thank you, sir. That means a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, guys, we're heading out once I finish this coffee.
Thank you for letting us stay in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are welcome. And Ian, you shall know the truth, and it shall set you free. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think so.
Ian, why aren't you in the water? Look at those waves. Is something bothering you, son?
This.
Where'd you get that ring? Let me see it. It's gold.
I found it under the tire swing. I was gonna surprise you and buy the curriculum because the ring was worth so much.
What?
See, I listed it on ePay, only now I think I know who owns it.
Huh?
But then it closed and I know how much Mom loves her ring, and then Johnny Benty and Billy Graham.
What? It's Billy Graham's ring?
No, not Billy Graham. Johnny Benty. And I think he lives right here in Galveston.
Oh. Hi, my name is Jack Brinkman. Is this John Benty? Well, this might be kind of strange, but did you attend Rockford High School? You did. Did you happen to lose your class ring? Do you remember where you lost it? Where exactly in Random Lake? The tire swing. I thought so. Mr. Benty, I have your ring. Yes. Would it be possible to meet with you today? Yes, I'm actually in Galveston.
Hey, I know you guys. You're the Brinkman family.
Hello.
I love your sunrising commercials.
Oh, you've seen it.
Donna, look who's here.
The Brinkmans? Is this a joke?
No.
They're the ones with my ring. I just didn't connect the names. Come on in.
This is my wife, Susan.
Good morning. Kids, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Kitchen.
I'm Kate.
One at a time, starting with the oldest.
I'm Michelle.
You write the missionary blogs, don't you?
I do.
I've read them, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kate. Kittry.
Oh, you have beautiful red hair, Kittry.
Thank you.
I'm Ian.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Gracie.
Tell them your name.
Charlie. I'm Hope. I'm Big Girl.
Why, yes, you are, Hope.
And Susan is expecting another one this winter.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful family. Come on in and sit down.
Thank you.
Mr. Benty, here's your ring. I'm sorry I sold it.
Wow. Look at that. Incredible. Huh. It doesn't fit, though. The water must have shrunk it.
Oh. Oh, John.
Sold it. What did you just say, Ian?
I said, I'm sorry I sold it. I was trying to get money to buy school books for a missionary school in Belize. I knew you were here in Galveston. I shouldn't have done it.
But you still have it. I don't understand.
He sold it on ePay. The auction closed yesterday.
Oh, I see now. Did it sell for enough to purchase the curriculum?
Yeah, almost the exact amount.
Well, Ian, thank you for returning it. And that was the right thing to do. But the ring doesn't fit me anymore, and I don't need the money. I want you to go ahead and ship it off to the buyer and then purchase that curriculum.
Really? Wow, thanks, Mr. Benty.
That's very generous of you, sir. Well,
John and I were missionaries for 30 years in Hong Kong, and we worked with the schools, and we understand the need for good curriculum.
You guys were missionaries?
Mm-hmm.
That explains the picture with Billy Graham.
I've had the privilege to work with some amazing people. And over the years, I've seen God do incredible things.
Would you be willing to tell us a story?
I love to share what God has done.
Great. Would you mind if I included it in our blog?
We'd be honored.
Great. Oh, wonderful. Where are you folks staying tonight?
We have reservations just across the border in Mexico.
Oh, well, if you're not in a hurry, you're welcome to spend the night with us. We have plenty of space. And that way, John can take his time telling you his story. And hopefully we'll have time to visit after.
We love company.
Oh, that's really kind of you. But we don't want to impose. I mean, we've only just met you.
It's no imposition at all. Having read your blogs all this time, I feel like we already know you.
Well, we'd love to stay. But will we make it in time to Belize?
I built a little extra time into our trip for an unplanned adventure. It looks like this is it. Well, what do you say, guys? Do you want to hang out here a little longer?
Yeah, sure.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and this episode is entitled The Mystery Ring. Have you ever found something that belonged to someone else? In the Bible, God instructed the Israelites to return lost items or animals to their rightful owners. When God sees that we are honest in the little things in life, He entrusts us with even greater things. Let's live our lives in a way that is pleasing to God. While some of the characters in today's episode are fictitious, the story is based on true events. To find out more, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com. And tune in next time to hear John Benty's incredible story about a blue hat and a t-shirt Bible.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.